Here, Avishabriyami is Simon Samach Gimel. We are starting Simon Samach Gimel, and we are live from Yishlaim Hills of Vaseret. Leishay Vishas Kriyashma Velo Yishan. Kore Osa Mahalech O Omeid O Shochev O Rochev Al Gabe Behema O Yoshe. So he said, a person reads Kriyashma while he's walking, standing, reclining, riding on an animal, or sitting, all those things. Avalo prakdan. But he cannot do it prakdan. What is prakdan? So, it means laying out. But which way? Dainu, shepanav tuchos bekarka, either laying flat on your face and stomach, o mushlach al gabo, or laying flat on your back, upanav lamala, and your face up in the air. Aval, korev hu shochev al tzido. But he could read it leaning on the side. Rama points out, me'achar shekvar shochev v'ika tircha lamod. The reason why he would be able to go ahead and say Kriya Shema reclining on the side is because he's already lying down and it's a tircha for him to get up. We'll see a little more about this in a second. V'im haya bal basar, but if he was a very heavy, heavy person, bar basar harbe, very heavy person, v'ina yachol lisapech al sido, and he can't go ahead and tilt to stay on his side, mamish, osha haya chole, or he was sick, then notem at litsido v'kore. Then he would be able to tilt a little bit to his side and say Kriya Shema that way. Okay? Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Mahalech. Ayin lekaman Sif Gimel. As we'll see when we get to Sif Gimel, he's going to talk more about the issue of saying Kriya Shema while you are walking. Beis, Prakdan. So what's Prakdan? We said Prakdan is where he's either lying face flat and his stomach flat and his whole body straight down on the bed, or lying on his back with his face up in the air. So he says, "Vafilu muta ma'at al tzido gam kein aser." So he says, even if he's a little bit tilting a little bit to the side, that's also aser mipnei. So he's saying, for a regular person who's not a balbasar, even a little bit of a tilt to the side, if you're lying on your back or lying on your straight down, that's going to be a problem. Why? What's the reason why you're not allowed to lay on your back or lay face down? Okay? So there are other issues in terms of laying that way, in terms of hirhurim and things like that. He's not discussing that. He's just discussing, in principle, in terms of Kriya Shema, so it's a derech of srara and gaiva to be lying down, like you're a man, like you're lying back, you know, derech srara and gaiva. Lying out flat is an approach of gaiva, which is not the way you should be situated when you're being mekabel ol machush shamayim. That's not the way you should be doing it. Okay? And even if you're just tilting a little bit to the side, that's still a problem because you're basically lying flat out, and that's a problem. Gimel, shekvar shochev. So he says, the Rama says that a person can say Kriya Shema on his side. Listen to this. So the Rama says only because he's what? He's already lying down already, and it's a tircha to get up. So, Rotsa Lomar, look at the Mishnah Berurah. Rotsa Lomar, Upashat Kol Masha Olav. It's talking about where it's a hassle for him to get up. He's already undressed. In those days, they used to undress when they went to sleep. So, for him to get up and put his clothes back on would be a big tircha. V'ika Torach Lamod. It's a big hassle to get up, stand up, Lachzor, Ulvasham, and get dressed again. Avalim shochev b'chaluko, But if you're reclining in your clothes, okay, sarach lamot. So if you're wearing your PJs, you would have to stand up. Okay, vayeber alacha. Dalid. Guys, we're not talking here about Kriya Shema Lamita. We're talking about, okay, Mamish Kriya Shema itself. Ve'eino yachol v'chule, avalim yachol l'sapek al tzido. So he says here, we're talking, this is going on the Shulchan Aruch, we're talking about a person who's very fat, okay? Or he's very sick, okay? So he's saying, avalim yachol l'sapek al tzido, afilu rak b'pasuk rishon levad. If he has the ability, this fat person, okay, or this person who's sick, to mamish go on his side, at least, okay, he should, at least for the first pasuk, he should do that. In other words, he's saying, someone who's very fat or someone who's sick and he can't even turn on his side, okay, he should tilt a little bit to his left or right and say his Kriya Shema, even though he's not totally on his side. But if he has the ability, this person who's sick or whatever, to actually mamish, at least for the first pasuk, go mamish on his side, he should do that. And this is what he's saying, kol shekein, every person, no matter what, should, if he has the ability to sit up, he should go ahead and do that. So that's what it basically comes down to. If you could sit up, you should for sure sit up and not even stay on your side. And if we're saying that you're allowed to go on your side, okay, so then you have to mamash go on your side, unless you're a balbaser or you're a chola, then you could do a little bit of a tilt job. But that's, again, all assuming that you can't get up. If you can get up and sit up and say it, that's obviously what you are mechuyev to do. Beis. Misha rotza lahachmir, okay, a person who wants to be machmir. Lamo, this is a sugya we had last year in Sukkah, if you remember. Someone who wants to be machmir on himself and do what? Lamod shehu yoshev vilikrosa meumad. A person's sitting and he wants to be machmir for beis shamayis shita. Beis shamayis shita is that you stand for Kriya Shema in the morning. So it says uve kumecha. So beis shamayis shita is that you stand. Uve kumecha. You stand. Okay? And at night, you sit. At night, you recline. Got it? So what happens if you're sitting? And now, like I said, you figure, Beis Hillel says you can sit and you can stand. Why not just be machmir? It doesn't hurt. Right? Well, according to Beis Hillel, if you were standing the whole time, would you be allowed to stand for Kriya Shema? Yeah. So here you're sitting and you're saying, okay, I want to be machmir for Beis Shammai. What's the big deal? It's good according to Beis Hillel too. Beis Hillel says you can be standing, sitting, in any way. Okay? He says, no. Nikra avaryan. You're considered an avaryan. Why? Because since we paskin like Beis Hillel, b'makom Beis Shammai, for you to stand up when you're sitting for Kriya Shema, you're basically showing that the halacha is not, because you're actively showing that the halacha is not definitively with Beis Hillel, and therefore you're considered an avaryan, and you should not do that. Someone who is over averos, okay? That you should not go ahead and do that. So if you're sitting in the morning and you want to stand up, that's a problem, okay? Now we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah, even if that's not your intention, even if your intention is you just don't want to stand up, you're not allowed to do that if you were sitting right before. Look what he says. Misha Rotze. What's the reason? Look what he says. The halacha ke Beis Hillel. Because the halacha is like Beis Hillel. The svira lehu, don't go under. The haksiv, so you're not tired. You don't know what tired is. The hak diksiv uve kumecha eina kavana ba'amida. And the halacha is like Beis Hillel, who holds. The fact that we say uve kumecha ain't a kavana b'amida doesn't mean you have to stay Kriya Shema standing up, even though it says v'kumecha. It means b'shah, at the time when you get up, which is the morning. Right? But who holds that you have to stand up? That's Kedas Beis Shammai. Rather, what does it mean according to Beis Hillel? Ela bizman shederach bnei Adam. It's the time when people lakum. It's the time when people lakum mimitasam. It's the time when people get up from their bed, which we said is from the earliest point in the morning. Okay, b'dievet even from Alois, l'chachila from Mishayakir, if you remember, or from Hanait, until Shalosh Shos. That's the Zman of Uvekumecha. V'asir lo lahachmir la'asos k'beis Shammai. And it's asir to be machmir and act like Beis Shammai. And we had different pshatim last year. These guys were Shara'alf guys, in this sugya, there was the approach of the Shittim Gubetzes, that because others might actually see this, and they'll be kaveya, the halach is kaveh shamai, and they'll end up being mevatel from Kriya Shema, because they'll think, oh, you have to stand, etc. And there are other pshatim given as well. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says the pshat is that since you don't have to stand up, according to Beis Hillel, the fact that you're dafka standing up is showing you're not being gairis Beis Hillel. V'afilu im eina kavana v'amidasa. Now look what he says. Even if he in his kavana when he's standing, his kavana is not to do it like Beis Shammai. Ela la'orer ha'kavana. He's standing up because he feels like he's going under. He's tired. Okay, but now you can stand up if you want. Okay, but he's standing up because he wants to have better kavana. Even so, it's aser, because if you're sitting, you can't stand up for Kriya Shema. And look what he says here. Not only is this a problem by day, even at night, he can't go ahead and stand up. Obviously, he can't sit down when he's standing at night, but right, exactly. That's how important it is not to change your mode. If you're sitting, you stay sitting for Kriya Shema, even at night. Unbelievable. The Alpha Pikain ain't Sarach Bazel Lachs over the cross B'diyeved. However, he says, B'diyeved, if you did do this, although there are shitas that actually hold this way in the sugyas there, you're not even Yotze if you stand up when you were sitting. You see, we pass B'diyeved that although you shouldn't have stood up both in the morning and at night when you were sitting, if you did, you're still going to be Yotze B'diyeved if you did it. Vav Lahachmir. Your person wants to be machmir, and that's why he's standing up. Because of biyam shel Shlomo, perek zayin, the bava kamas from mem aleph. Misha machmir is unbelievable. Mishaburus here, it's biggest site. Misha machmir b'fnei rabim. If a person is machmir in public, b'davar shemutar, in something that is mutter, meaning that everyone else around you is being makel, and you're being machmir. So it's a good thing to be machmir if you're doing it for the right reasons. Still, you shouldn't do it in public. The ikal mechash liyuhara, okay? You have to be concerned for doing something that's expressing gaiva. I'm being machmir, no one else is being machmir. But be machmir, do it in your privacy. The whole community is following a certain way, and you want to be machmir. So you don't have to go ahead and show you're super stuck. Okay, minadin oisai. We'll even put this guy in cheirem for doing it. Okay, and now what does he mean? V'hainu im osu adover pashat etero b'chol Yisrael. He's saying that what are we talking that we're going to put him in nidui and he shouldn't do this? If this is something that in all of Yisrael people are makel, it's not like you're living in a community that's like being makel in something that the rest of Klal Yisrael is being, machmir. Your community is doing what almost all of Klal Yisrael does, and you want to go ahead and be machmir for a certain shittas. Okay, so if you really want to do it, you're doing it for the right reasons, you do it in private. If you do it in public, that's mechzei ki yehura. V'im yehura means like gaiva. V'im yadua she'osel shem shemayim. However, it's a subtlety. If people know this person doing it l'shem shemayim, ain menadinos. So we don't put them in chayim. I guess if you know it's like a really holy person, like Rav Zucker. Like, not that he would do it, but let's say he was. It's like, you wouldn't put him in nidui. It's not really saying he should necessarily do it. You just wouldn't put him in,
you wouldn't put him in cherem, because you know that he's doing it l'shem shemayim. The machmir b'fnei rabo, and if you're machmir stam, well, you're allowed to be machmir, okay? In a place where your rebbe, right, is mekel, the rabo mekel, also menadin oso. You put such a person who's machmir in front of his rebbe in cherem, once again, afilu avah l'shem shemayim. Even if the person is doing l'shem shemayim, he understands it differently than his rebbe. If he's being machmir, he shouldn't do it in front of his rebbe. And even if it isn't so poshut in terms of the svara to be matir, if he's your rebbe, lo yachmir neged divrei rabbi, should not be machmir, okay, in front of your rebbe who is mekel, who is matir. Im lo sheyesh lo raya, unless of course you have a clear-cut raya, the storage dvar. What does that mean, a raya? A raya means it's something beferish, not a svara that you have. Okay? It's like something that you know 100% this is keneged halacha, which is, you know, 99% chance, 99% of the time it's not going to happen. It's going to be, usually it's going to be a shaila, how do you view a certain halacha and things like that. So if you want to be machmir, your rebbe is not being machmir, okay, then go do it privately, but not in front of your rebbe. And if you did it in front of your rebbe, who's your, let's say, rebbe muvak, okay, you put this person in cherem, ad kad lashono.
Who's lashon?
That is the lashon he's quoting from the Yamshal Shlomo. Okay? All right, let's move on. Zion, lamod. So he wants to stand. Okay? He's being machmir to stand, even though he was sitting. So he says, dafka bezehu de asar. Dafka, this is asar. Mishum shenira lakol, because it seems clear to all, the mishum chumah ka'avad. Because he is doing it because al chumra, aval im omed yachol leishev. However, if he's standing, okay, he would be able to sit. Does eno nira dimishum chumra ka'avad? Rak mishum ditzarech leishev. It's very interesting. He's saying sitting because eno nira dimishum chumra ka'avad. It doesn't look like you're doing it al chumra. Rak mishum ditzarech leishev. Only because it's looking because you have to sit down, you're tired. Bedafka bishachris, and specifically in shachris, aval ba'arvis ein lo lahatos leleishev kisha omed. However, in myriv ba'arvis ein lo lahatos leleishev kisha omed, the nired de osa kibei shamai. He's saying that at night it's definitely going to be a problem. Why is it going to be a problem? Because at night, if you're standing and then you're going to be sitting, clearly look like you are sitting because you are, okay, Nikra Avaryan, he's called an Avaryan. Kidarminan beperek kira. Like you say in perek kira, demand the avar adirabanan, shari lemikre le avaryana. Someone who's over on a derabanan, you can call him an avaryan. Okay, kasa elio rabba b'shem marshal. Because again, why is he? What doraisa was he over? You're allowed to go ahead and do what? You're allowed to go ahead and stand up if you're sitting in the morning. But you're over the savera, the rabbanan of going ahead and being machmir kibei shamai when you should be holding like who? Like beis hillel. That's a derabanan. Kasa elio rabba b'shem marshal. The biyom kipurim. Kulei alma modim dishari lamod. He says on Yom Kippur, everyone holds you allowed to stand. Deino osem yishum yuara elamitzah sobekach. You're not doing it for any what, for any gaiva or anything like that. But rather, this is the mitzvah to be standing like malachim. Okay, rotalomar lihidamos oz lamalachim shenikrim onim. Malachim are considered standards. And therefore, you would be able to stand on Yom Kippur. From Prima Gadim, Oser Gam Bezeh. Prima Gadim actually asers even on Yom Kippur to do this.
Is she here yet?
Nope. Haya Mahalech Baderech. V'latza Rik Likros Kriyashma Tarach Lamod B'Pasuk Rishon. A person was walking, was on the way, and he wants to go ahead and say Kriya Shema, he's walking. Tzarech lamo l'pasuk rishon. He has to step and stand still for the first for the first pasuk, for the pasuk rishon. So you're walking. You gotta say Kriya Shema walking and standing, and that's what you were doing the whole time. But if you're walking, you should stop at least for the first pasuk. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Hayah Mahalech. Afagad Lel Sivalav Mashav Adin Min Adin. Even though we see that Min Adin Mutar Lekros Kishu Mahalech. Min Adin, you're allowed to do what? You're allowed to say Kriya Shema while you're walking. Bikomakom still. Mitzvah Min Amuvchar. The best way to do it is La'amo, to stand Kishas Pasuk Rishon during the first pasuk. To who Ika Kriya Shema. You'll have better kavana if you stop and you stand. If you shayna you miyushav kokach, you're not so settled when you're walking. Then yachol lechaven, and you can't have the same kavana kishu mahalech kasher ayomed. You can't have the same kavana when you're walking as if when you're standing. Okay, uvidiyevet imkara kishu mahalech. However, uvidiyevet, if you read it when you were walking, obviously ain't otzarech lachzor v'likos. You don't have to go ahead and say kriya shema standing. Yud sarach lamod, you should stand. The first pasuk rotzalomar liisakev b'makom echad. This means to stop in one spot. Umutar lekrosa, and once you are stopping, you could say it standing ba'amida ubein b'yeshiva, whether you're standing or sitting. Ba'afil lekriya shema shel arvis, and even in kriya shema shel arvis. Why? The dafka in mishaneh me'amida liyeshiva. At night, the only problem is if you go from standing to sitting. Then it's also the kriya shema shel arvis. Then it's also for the kriya shema of arvis. Why? Mishum denira she'oseh kibei shamai. Because it looks like you are acting like who? Like beis shamai. Masha'ein kein ma'alicha liyeshiva. Which if you're walking, and the reason why you're stopping is for kavana, everyone knows you're not stopping for beis shamai. You're stopping because you're walking, and then you'll be able to even sit down at night. The yoshev v'karon o v'svina, the person is sitting in a wagon or on a boat. Eino tzarech lamod, does not have to stand. The yuchal l'kavei negdev, because you're like, say you're on a bus. So you're sitting, the bus is moving, but you're sitting, so you're okay. I ain't b'shari chu v'pri megadim. U'barocheh v'al behema. However, if you're riding mamish on the horse, yesh deos ben achronim. That's a machlokas, whether that's like sitting on a bus. That's like sitting on a bus or walking, because you're mamish on the horse. And therefore, nachol l'achmir, it's nachol to stop and be machmir. Finally, yid aleph, the pasuk rishon. You should stop for the pasuk rishon. Also, you should stand for, because that's the chlal pasuk rishon. That's part of the pasuk rishon. The yesh machmir, and those that are machmir to stand until alav avecha. A couple of more words. Misham v'hala, and from then on mutter lakros. From then on, it'll be mutter to read it ba'alifa o ba'amida while you're walking or standing. Okay, atkan.